AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
R&B money. We up. Take Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? My name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This.
Woo! Ric Flair.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
One in one.
Oh, y'all done messed up today. You done messed up today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The real shit is in the building. Pardon my French, Pastor. The real thing is in the building. I'm talking about play every instrument on a level.
High level.
High level. Write it, sing it. Mm-hmm. Then he gonna design the clothing for you to wear on it. And then if your heart ain't right while you wearing the clothes, he gonna preach to you and save your soul.
Yeah.
I'm talking about 27 Grammy nominees, 9-time winning, award-winning, Warren Baby Dove Campbell. Oh,
yes, sir.
Why am I screaming? I don't know.
Mr. My Block himself.
You're making me clap for myself.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Clap for myself.
It's your block. You might as well.
It's your block.
I love how you so hype, but he's not giving you anything back. No. He's like,
That's our balance.
That is, that's amazing.
This nigga's stupid. He don't. First of all, I mean, you family, so
man,
welcome.
Man,
thank you for giving us your time, because I know this is, you know, your time is precious.
Listen, man, thank y'all for having me. This is an honor. At least I didn't see everybody sitting in this chair. I feel like I'm somebody.
Come on, man.
It's like the wood
touch on
at the Apollo.
Touch that microphone.
Everybody here got kids.
Yeah.
You got to have microphone.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset that, you know, you let me retire without giving me a hit record. You know, discography is vast.
No,
you
can't do it, Tank.
You know, we on speed dial. Like we, you know, we We talk. We
listen.
Interact, and
we gonna do a record. Now nobody might ever hear it. You might not want to put it out because you retired. But we gonna do this record.
I can't.
And it's
do
gonna be so good. You are gonna be like, everybody got to hear this.
I can't. I can't do a record with you and not put it out.
It's gonna be that good. You're like, okay, people need to hear this. They got to hear this.
Thank you, bro. Again,
absolutely, man.
And you know,
and we need to do it at Marvin's room too. Mm. That's what we need to do with that in the Marvin Gaye studio. I'm dead serious. We're gonna do that. Yeah.
It's just becoming more and more.
Yeah,
of a movie.
It's becoming a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I saw on your discography? Not to cut you off. I saw that one of your wins was.
Oh, I didn't know where you going.
You know where I'm going. Was Jennifer Hudson R&B album of the year.
Yeah, I was on
that album.
Well, then I have you to thank, because my song was, I don't even know how good my song was.
And they told me that I didn't qualify for hardware, only a certificate.
Well, here's the thing.
Which is wrong. Talk to me.
And I can speak to it. I've served on the Board of Governors at the NARIS for a few times, and we had this argument over and over again about hardware versus statue being valid as an actual Grammy. Mm-hmm. And it's really split down the middle. Some people say no, the statue is the certificate is a Grammy. Plus some people, no, the hardware is a Grammy. So if you count the certificates, I'm like, I got 20 Grammys. But hardware wise, I only got what was that? Last year I won for best rap song. And that was my fifth. Hardware. So you can consider that plaque that because you got a Grammy. It's a win.
It says she got best R&B album of the year.
I got that thing. I didn't
wrote
get
on that album.
I didn't get hardware. I got a plaque just like you got.
But why don't we get hardware?
Because you have to.
Why do other genres of music get
hardware? No genre does. You have to be, as a producer, you would have to have produced 51% or more of that album to
who
get it.
Who does that?
Other genres.
Everybody does. So like, so for instance, my wife, when she put out her first solo album, she won for best gospel album, right? I got hardware because I produced the entire thing.
Well, you're her husband.
Or Kelly, yeah. That's true.
I wish she like would.
The Mary Mary joints, you know, I get hardware for that.
A husband and a brother-in-law.
And right. And the label owner.
But say if I do, you know, Tank got 10 songs on the album, you win, I produced 7 of them, joints, I'm getting some hardware.
I know, but that's
really
unfair.
Tough in the urban space now, though.
Yeah.
Nobody well, it's tough really because, does it. Especially like on an album like with Kanye's last album, Donda, there is 27 producers on one song. It's a gang of people on there. Like, when it's a lot. So how are they going to split that up?
But music is collaborative. So my thing is, if you played a part, you should get something for it.
All the reason why it's album of the year.
So the actual statue just costs more money to make, man. It costs more money to make.
Okay? But album of the year gets, everybody get a statue for album of the year.
No, I mean R&B album of the year.
Well, yeah, then we just get the plaques.
And I think that if it's, what's so different? I get it that it's across all genres, right? But that's really unfair to everybody who contributes to the entire body of work to not be able to participate in that.
And I think, you know, being that we now have, as a president, a fellow R&B, you know,
pioneer, constituent,
he could help change some of that because it is a thing. It's unfair. We should be getting them statues. We need some hardware around here.
I can't even get a nomination. Shit, I got to start somewhere.
Listen, man, you look like a Grammy. Look at that blonde skin. What are you drinking? What, you know Jay is really 63 years old?
You know Jay is really 63 years old?
You know Jay 107 years old?
You look just like that when I met you. You might have been a teenager then.
I was.
Like, God, dog.
I actually was when we met.
You know Joe Louis is 106 years old?
I'm Joe Louis now. I ran into one of my guys the other day. He said,
"What are you doing?
What's going on, man?
You drinking tomato juice?" every morning.
Nah, I don't drink tomato
Valentine, a.k.a. Joe Louis.
Joe Louis.
Rocky Marciano kicked my ass. Rocky Marciano.
There they go. That's their one.
Baby Dub.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Let's start.
I think I'm older than everybody here. Yeah.
You sure? Because you have gray hair, but that doesn't mean anything.
I mean, it could be black. It was black last month.
Because I just turned 47. You know what I'm saying? Things are really happening age for me.
Yeah. I'm 47.
When's your birthday?
August. I'll turn 48 this year.
Okay. You got me by 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I thought you was about 2-3 years younger than me.
I am.
Maybe it's the pectoral muscles.
I'm Baby J. I'm Baby Joe.
Well, Baby J, I'm going to need you to learn how to count too, man, because January to August is not 3 or 4 months. Man.
No, older than me. He turns and then I turn 48. So August, September, October, November, December. That's 4 months.
Oh, you turn your birthday in December.
January.
My birthday January.
It's five.
It's not 3 months, but it's fine. We do R&B. We pay somebody to count for us.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that no more either.
Man. We gonna speak on that while we here too.
Yes.
Man, what? Dub, let's go to the beginning, man. I feel like there was a church involved. I feel like you might not even have been born in the hospital. Mm-hmm. I feel like you were born at the church.
And you really a native too. You really a LA native.
LA.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really
LA born through and through.
Like when did somebody say to you, that boy special? That boy got it.
Oh man.
Or when when did it click for you that, okay, I do something different?
So I'm born in Watts. Me and Tyrese born in the same hospital. Mm. Raised in South Central. I'm what you call a pew baby.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they brought me home from the hospital and we went straight to church after that. Good. But then I was raised, on a street called 52nd in Normandy, right in the hood. Gang culture, Five Deuce, Hoover Crips was the neighborhood I grew up in. So I had both things happening.
Are you a Five Deuce?
I'm what you call a rider. So, we can get into that. I really wanted to be jumped in so bad, but my dad said, if I catch you, hear that you done got jumped in and put on, I'm going to kill you myself. And I was much more afraid of him than anybody on that block.
So I was like, dads back then was different.
Yeah,
they
meant
the violence.
I was like, I'll take my chances.
Yeah, yeah.
So my family in the small church that I was raised in was called King's Chapel Apostolic Church on the east side of LA, was a very, very liberal black church because the bishop's daughters were R&B singers.
Ooh.
One was my godmother. Her name was Edna Wright Perry. She passed a couple years ago. She was the lead singer in the band, the group, The Honeycomb.
Oh, wow.
Gonna put it on the one ass.
Yeah.
She's the lead singer in that.
And their father was?
Their father was our pastor, the bishop.
Okay.
Her older sister's name is Darlene Love. She's known all over the world for being the Christmas lady. Seen the Christmas songs of Phil Spector.
Yes.
That documentary, 20 Feet from Scar Stardom. She was the star of that. She won an Oscar. Those were...
They're sisters.
They're sisters.
Wow.
And so I grew up in their father's church. So, and in my family, and their family, was the music department. My dad played bass and directed the choir and sung in the choir. My uncle played the organ. My cousin played the drums. I played piano and drums. And the choir was my mom and my cousins. It was everybody. And then my uncle was the director and sang lead. He's the guy that's singing, I'm going to sing a song for you.
On Fat Albert?
Fat Albert.
No way.
That's my Uncle Michael. He passed away in 87. He was on Broadway. So in our little church, it was only like 100 people in this church. It was all this music. Everybody would come to our church. Elder Barge would come. Bono would come.
What?
Dion Warwick would come. Just Andre, people would just come because the music at that church was crazy. And I'm the church musician. I started playing drums at 4 in the church.
Come on, man.
And
come
so,
on, bro. Four?
Yeah. 4 years old. Yeah. 4 years old, yeah. I was holding it down. And by six, I was playing bass. By 9, I'm playing piano. And the thing is, you better know how to play. You can't be whack,
Incredible.
They'll hit you.
Because there's no the shoulders. There's no embarrassment like church embarrassment when you up there playing and then the singer go like this. Like don't stop. You, I'm gonna sing a cappella because you messing me up.
Or they say, and somebody hit you with
them. Yeah.
They move you over.
Or they scoot you over. Like, watch out. I got you. Woo, in front of everybody. And everybody look at you. You just feel hot. Like, ooh, you don't want that.
I've been scooted off to B3. Oh, I was a piano player and I couldn't quite get my feet together.
You couldn't get the choreography together.
I couldn't get the choreography. And the preacher was hooping and I knew I was nailing it up here. I wasn't quite nailing it down here. He looked at the other organ and said,
that's when they do this. The switch sign, was somebody playing wrong? This is the sign.
That was the sign in the church?
Switch. Like, get somebody else, get up there. And be like,
oh. No, I didn't even get that. I got.
I was like, yeah, that's.
I felt some arms come across my head.
I just scooted on. That's that East Coast embarrassment.
Yeah, no.
You.
Yeah. You're whack. You didn't hear
it. Yeah, you're whack. But that's where I was, you know, so much music.
And it's all, at this point, are you even listening to secular music?
Yeah.
But you're listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because my, you know, like I said, all that was happening in our church. I mean, the bishop's daughters were R&B stars.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, they were doing it and all these people was around. Even when they needed, like, somebody needed a choir, some kids, they would come get us. And we would sing on our records and all kind of stuff. So, you know, with my other friends whose fathers were pastors and preachers, like, you know, like Nissan and Rapture, mm-hmm. and them, they could not listen. Shout out to Nissan Stewart, Rapture Stewart. They couldn't do none of that.
Right.
And, you know.
Because that was super progressive for that time.
Yeah, my dad, let me tell you what he told me one time. I met Mario Winans when I was 14. Mm-hmm. He was out here playing drums for his mom at some church.
Little Mario or?
No, Mario Winans.
Mario Winans.
Winans, yeah.
This son.
Yeah, before he became, you know, big
hitman.
The hitman, yeah. Yeah, okay. He was one of the coldest drummers in the world, right?
Yeah.
So I'm talking to him. He was telling me about how he don't fool with secular music. And I was so enamored by him. I was about 14. He's a little bit older than me. He had just produced this this gospel group, and it was killing. I just thought I wanted to be Mario. He was like, y'all don't fool with secular. So I said, okay, shoot, that's what I'm doing. I ain't doing no secular either. So I go home to my dad, just trying to impress my dad, really. You know what, Dad? You know, I'm not ever going to do no secular business. My dad said, man, sit down. Let me talk to you. He said, you don't do construction like me. You don't type. You don't take dictation. You are a musician. That's your occupation. I see all this music you like, this R&B. I don't really like all that cussing because I was heavy in the NWA at the time. Mm-hmm. But you do the music in your heart that you like because music is your occupation now. You got your occupation and your salvation. What you don't want to do is let your occupation run all over your salvation. You got to have standards. And that's what my dad told me at 14.
You don't want to let your occupation.
Oh, man. I just had chills, man.
Run over your salvation.
Yeah. Yeah. And so at that, you know, so I went to death row.
Welcome to death row.
Welcome to death row.
Welcome to death row.
Yeah.
And I'm dancing in your videos.
After this conversation. I mean, obviously it's some time, but yes.
No, but you know, it was some time. But my father, and at that time, we weren't in that little church anymore. My father's the pastor now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm the musician at the church. And you know, my dad sent me out to do this. He was like, no, you do what you do.
And so nobody tell you nothing back, at that point, yeah.
Nah, I remember... we talked about my friend Nissan Stewart going to his dad and saying, Bishop Stewart, man, just let Nissan come with me to do this gig. Rest in peace, Puff Johnson, R&B singer.
Yeah.
She had me put her band together. We went to go do, y'all remember the Impact Convention?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Nissan came with me, he played, and we was trying to get her to get Nissan back for church. We was late. So we got in the airport, landed in LA, get to the house, Bishop was sitting in the kitchen. Y'all ain't make it back to church. I said, Bishop, Nissan made $800. He said, $800? Well, take him again next time, too. he opened. Now, Nissan, he opened and rapidly started doing stuff, you know. But my dad was like really like on some, no, you go and do what you got to do. Like, this is your job. Make money. Do right.
It doesn't affect how you live your life.
No. He was like, you can be saved and do your job. He says, I'm a pastor.
Right.
When I leave church, I go to work. Where do I work? My dad worked at the brewery. He worked at Anheuser-Busch for 35 years.
Wow.
I'm the pastor. I make beer. So they don't pay my bills. I pay my bills. I said, okay. So that's your occupation. Two different things. So, all right. So that's how I live my life now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
My North Star in music is Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
And everything that Quincy Jones did, I would read all about him, whatever. I wanted to do that. That's the reason why I went to work for Elektra Records to do A&R. And when I got there, I read that Quincy Jones wouldn't take a black title. VP of A&R of black music, I was like, I'm not taking no black title. So I want to be involved in the conversations, you know, with everything. So with Sylvia Rhone, I'm with her when she goes to see Jet and she signs Jet. I'm in a room, she signs Jason Mraz, or when she's working on a Metallica and Stand album, I'm like in the conversations because I want to be involved in all that because Quincy Jones did it. Quincy Jones was scoring.
Absolutely scoring.
And you go, I'm talking about In the Heat of the Night, The Pawnbroker in the 60s, yes. The movies, The Italian Job, the original,
mm-hmm.
Quincy Jones. And he did it on paper.
Like this, yeah.
So I'm like, I got to do that. Like, I'm like, I wanted to emulate that guy. So, you know.
So you know music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dad, shout out to my pops. He told me when I started playing, he realized I had a gift. You know, he says, listen, I don't want you to be another dime a dozen church musician. That's exactly what he said. Because everybody can play. Listen to this church. Everybody in this church play. Everybody. I play, Uncle play, everybody play. But what you going to do with it after that? I need you to go. I'm going to send you. He sent me the lessons. I was in R.D. Colburn Conservatory. It was a USC school at 12, learning classical music, learning to play classical piano, By the time I was 14, I was in music composition classes. He took me to a guy named Herb Mickman, who was a bass player and an MD for Sarah Vaughan, who taught me jazz composition and theory and things of that nature. And I learned how to write from piccolos all the way down to double basses and orchestrate. You know what I mean? So, you know, and
really
I didn't.
Really a student of the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I didn't, like I tell people all the time, I didn't do that just to play with 808s and make hi-hats go fast. Like, I really want to do it. I could do that.
Yo, talk. Yeah.
Can we stop the pod for a minute?
Yeah.
Can we pause the pod for a minute? I don't know who needed to hear that. I don't know who needed to feel that floss.
Ooh. Man.
But my God. Okay.
You know, it's we're in a time now where, you know, we talked about earlier the sounds. Mm-hmm. And how that was, you know, a part of the sonic identification of a producer. Mm-hmm. Now everybody, the reason why the radio sounds like one long song,
it's all the same,
because everybody's getting the same sounds from the same places.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They go, you can go online, download sounds, and everybody's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
When we were digging through records, through crates, and I found a snare from blah blah blah. Oh man, and I had my own little thing with that, and that was my sound. You know, nowadays I like to keep with that. So it may take me a little longer to do a record. That's okay. But when it comes, sonically, you're going to know it's me. You're going to know it's something different. You know you're hearing something different than what you hear
right. Normally.
You know what I'm saying? I wish, I'm teaching my son now. He's 12. He's playing bass and programming and stuff like that. He's in a program called YOLA, the Youth Orchestra of Los Angeles. It's like the farm team for the LA Philharmonic. He's playing upright bass and stuff like that. But I'm showing him things like how to, like, I put him on the MPC 60, 3000. Teach him that. Like, learn how to make sounds for yourself. Like, I'm not giving you sounds that everybody else got. You're going to learn how to work with these, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, even though he's 12, like, he doesn't know nothing else. He don't know, he ain't never heard the future. He ain't never heard, you know, whatever's happening right now, he ain't heard it. He has no idea. He's listening to Body Heat by Quincy Jones. He's listening to Off the Wall. He's listening to classical stuff, like stuff that I'm trying to, like, because he's going to get to that generically by himself.
Easy.
But when he get there, he's going to have all this stuff.
Other stuff. Yeah.
Because I eventually got to the hip hop and all that stuff, but I had so much stuff in me that my father instilled in me. By the time I got to it, I just thought about it differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see what you're doing, LeVar Ball.
I see
what you're doing over there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Big baller.
Big baller brand.
Yeah.
So you get this, you have this label now, successful label. When did Mary drop? Mary drop?
Mary came out May 2000, the first album.
That's exactly when. Yep.
And I, at the time, we weren't a label yet. We were still Naira Productions. Naira Entertainment. Mm-hmm. It was my name backwards.
I remember that. I definitely remember that.
Oprah had Harpo. I said, "Oh, it's her name backwards. I'm going to do Naira." It didn't make sense at all, but right. I did it. And by their third album, which was the album with, they had a song called Yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was a big song called Yesterday on there, Heaven. I changed it. We flipped everything to actual labels. That was 2006.
Okay.
So we became a label in 2006. And they were the only people signed to the label. Them and I had a little sister. I have a little sister.
Yeah.
So Joy.
Shout out to Joy. That's my homie.
Yeah.
Joy Starr.
That's my homie, man.
She's still one of the coldest singers and writers ever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We just did a deal for her through our label with Clive. And, you know, that was happening. So she was like the second person signed. And I had Mary. And, you know, it kept going and going. And we signed Kelly Price and did that only time she was nominated for that many Grammys. She was nominated for 3 Grammys that year.
Oh, wow.
It was a great album called Kelly. I think it was just called Kelly. Mm-hmm. She had a song called Not My Daddy.
Her and Stokely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was ours. We signed.
Did you produce that record?
Not My Daddy?
Yeah.
Not My Daddy is produced by, yes, I did produce that album. Because I was going to say Shep, but like, no, I did that.
It's me.
Yeah. But I played it on the piano, sent it to them. That's my condition, playing all the stuff, though.
Okay.
But I'm producing it. So, I produced that album, and then we signed Music Soul Child. We did an album on him. And, of course, my wife.
I remember, not to cut you off, I remember coming by your studio, and, you know, I used to just pop in on you.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, like you said, you and Take work once together. I don't think we've ever worked together. I think we just almost, always homies.
Because you was with Damon and them.
Yeah.
And I lived in the house, the thing next door. Y'all was in Running Springs. I was in Buckingham Estates.
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we were just, we probably 20 years at this point.
Yeah.
Being friends.
We played a little basketball.
Played basketball and hung out, but never worked. But you know me and Tank always says this. Tank is always just like, Jay just, he be checking on people. He'll pop in. And I used to just come by the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think one day I came by. I know. I came by one day and you working with Music Soul Child.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, you would just let me sit there. You know what I mean? You was never on some like, oh yeah, man, we got a session. And if you come back.
No.
But we all know there are just, you know, there are people in this
people
business.
People do that. I've never been like that.
But your working space is your working space too, right?
Yeah,
so I see both sides of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just came and I sat in and I'm watching you work with him. And this is the first time I seen someone be next level perfectionist Music Soul Child.
Oh yeah.
Whew. Different.
And I'm sitting there listening to him do the same thing perfectly.
100 times.
100 times over, and I'm like, this is insane.
He would not stop.
And you know what I would do? I'll go back when you get done. You done? Are you finished? You can sing it some more if you want. You done? All right.
That's exactly
got it.
What you did.
When he gone, I go back to the very first
the
thing he
first
did.
One. Like,
okay, that's the one I wanted the whole time. But you know, that's just the way you gotta
His
let people.
His process
do
is ill.
No. It was amazing though. But I also appreciated your patience as a producer.
Oh yeah.
Because there are producers who get in the way of the artist's creativity and what the artist wants, and not understanding that it's the artist's record. It's their record.
Their picture's going on there. I got a little line in the back with my name on it. That's Tank on there.
Yeah, yeah.
But there aren't a lot of producers, especially at a high level.
Yeah,
that would still allow that.
Like,
well, you know, because the producer became like an artist. They were
like
just big.
Like,
yeah, like there's a reason why I don't have an identifiable sound. Like we mentioned Timbo, we mentioned Pharrell and all these guys, Dre, even Bink, Yay, they got these sounds. Like when the record come on, you know, man, that's a Just Blaze record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or that's a...
Yeah.
I like, never had that.
You can't
that.
Pick out a Warren Campbell
I
record.
Never had that.
You can't.
Because they are Gucci, Louis Vuitton, like a brand. I'm a tailor. What's the difference? When the artist comes to me, I'm going to tailor make the suit to you. It's going to be at the level of Gucci, but it's going to be only yours. And when we get done doing this, we're going to break the mold because nobody else is going to have that sound but you.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I'd rather do that because I don't know if I even have the bandwidth or it ain't the bandwidth. It's the... it's not necessarily ADD, but I can't just do one thing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
well, everybody in music or in entertainment has a little bit of ADD. We all
ADHD.
What do they call it? Yeah.
But you know, like this is my sound, what I do. I would go crazy. I gotta do something different all the time.
Do something
like
different. Yeah.
One day I might do a whole record and I'm just play the guitar the whole time.
Yeah.
Next thing's gonna be the drums. I gotta do something different. So
that goes to my question then. Cause I had this experience and I wanna know if either one of y'all, and I'm sure y'all did, had this same experience. My first quote unquote hit record would be Tyrese's I Like Them Girls. Right? I have placement before
Dope
that,
record.
But that's my first hit record where people were like, oh shit, like this is a record.
That's one
who
of them
wrote
jokes.
It. Yeah. Who this, who that, who that. And I remember the frustration of taking these label meetings and them wanting me to write that same song
again.
See
that? That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm a baby. I wrote that record when I was 18, I think, 18 or 19 years old. And I don't really understand it. And I still had young arrogance too.
Oh yeah.
Man, they don't want these other 100. You hear these?
You hear these?
You hear what I got for you?
They want pieces of that same song so they can put it around the industry.
Yeah.
And that's what I didn't understand, you know, and me and my man RJ Rodney, we had these long conversations like, no, man, like, just take the same, you got a hit record?
Mm-hmm.
Take and just do 500 of those. Like, he was good. I was like, I can't do it.
I'm not good at it.
I couldn't do it. He was so brilliant at that. Yeah. I was like, and he says, man.
No, there's a gift to that too, though.
It he was like, man, this one hit record is going to make me way more money because I'm just, I was like, I don't know
because
how to do
these
it.
Executives are going to ask for that same song.
You know how many times I got asked for, can we get a, take you out tonight? Can I get a Shackles? I want a Shackles. I'm like, this is my comeback and this is a real answer. This is what I believe. I tell everybody, I didn't write that song. God writes songs. I take dictation. That's it. It's a download. Like, I didn't come up with that. I didn't sit down and say, let me come up with a song. No, it was a download. Like, I was walking around, like, boom, it just hit me, like, oh, and I just do it. I can't come up with that on my own. I can't wake up in the morning and say, let me think of something and just, no, it's not going to happen that way. It's always, I'm minding my business in a, just like a left hook, bam, like, oh, that's the idea. Let me go write it down real quick.
Yeah.
I'm taking dictation. It's a download to me. So I'm like, don't expect me to reproduce that. I can't. But I could do something. And it's going to be dope, but it's going to be something different.
I just think it's like, for me, it's always like time and space. And so when you're making music in a time and space, it completely represents that time and space. Mm-hmm. And
true.
For me, it's just hard to go back to that life, whatever point in life that was.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not going through that anymore.
As bad as, you know, people want you to do it, I can't do it.
I wish I could. You know, like, yeah. I've recycled some drums like two or three times that I thought was cool. The under drums, emergency drums.
Yeah,
because I was like, this could be
those
neat.
Connected records.
Those, you know what I'm saying? Those connected records. But for the most part, I was like, I just never want to be picked out of the bunch.
Yeah,
I just want to be able to continue to make music without people feeling like they're getting something that I gave somebody else.
That's a cold financial decision, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Because I left millions on the table.
Yeah.
No, I flat out.
We have left millions on the table. All of us.
Yeah. Like, I know for a fact.
Yeah.
I left millions of dollars on the table by wanting to be creative.
And for me, it wasn't that I would not do it. I could not.
I didn't want to.
It was a can't.
I stood in the way of it.
They used to listen. I'm talking, and they'll list your records. Yeah, you. If you just give us one of those, maybe I deserve. And I'm like, just.
It's like, man, I don't
even date her anymore.
Man, I don't even.
or for me, it's like, I can't remember how I put that, because, like you said, time and space. I was doing something. Boom, boom.
Like, the song was in conversation. The song wasn't like, I was just having a conversation. I said, wait a minute, what did you just say?
Right.
Oh.
Yes. The assumption is that I happened to the song. No, the song happened to me.
Yeah,
it came out. It just happened to me. I don't know. I cannot tell you. Now, I do have good command of my instrument.
You're a pro.
Yeah, I know
so
what
you
I'm
know
doing.
How to dial it up. If you
so I can
to.
Do some things, but it's not going to be that.
It's not going to be
some another. You know.
No, because I mean, variation. Even when you listen to your music, honestly, bro, like where you go, it's just. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Man. I appreciate
it's amazing.
That.
Like you said, to do a take you out to a Shackles, but then to do a Just a Friend for Mario. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I mean? And then do a God Is for Kanye or Homecoming for Kanye.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on, bro. Like,
yeah.
Those records.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
You'd
never say the same guy did those songs.
Yeah,
no way you're going to say the same guy did those records.
That's just listening to a whole bunch of different kind of music all the time. Shout out again to my dad. Just, he had all
being
the...
able to do, just being well-versed and not being one-dimensional.
Yeah, listening to everything.
Like, you just never know what's going to die out.
Things happen. Like, you know, I wrote a record. I'll never forget this. Black Streets, not the last album. I think it's the second album. I can't remember. I did this record called In a Rush, right? It was the third album. I was in a movie theater watching this movie called Sling Blade.
Yeah, I know Sling Blade.
Right? Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. Mm-hmm.
John Ritter, before he passed, was in this movie. Billy Bob plays a special needs guy, and then John Ritter's character gets him together with this other special needs girl. He's going to set him up on a date. He cooks dinner for him, and he gets overwhelmed. He says, it came over me in a rush. And he said that, he said it hit me in a rush. I was like, oh man, I left the theater. I ran to my car. I didn't want to lose. I wrote it down, drove as fast as I could to the studio, came over me in a rush. Now, by the time I got to the studio, it came over me in a rush. Mm-hmm. And I started, it came over me in a rush when I realized that I love you so much that sometimes I cry, but I can't tell you why I feel what I feel inside. And I was like, things hit you. They happen to you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, that's, it's like when Jeffrey Osborne came on, he was telling us about On the Wings of Love. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's,
I get chills. That record right there.
Oh, special. Special. You have a record that, to me, like, yes, your records have, they're in different spaces, but there's one record to me that just does not feel like a Warren Campbell record to me at all. It's a big record for you, too.
Which one?
Drew Hill, How Deep Is Your Love For Me.
Oh.
That does not feel like a Warren Campbell record to me.
Well, that's because it's the collaboration on that.
Okay, okay.
It's me, Dutch. And Nokio.
Oh.
Ah. Yeah. So what happened was we were...
Dutch is my guy too, man. Oh, man.
Shout out to Dutch Rick Kuzan. Yeah. I'm sorry, Rick Kuzan.
Oh, yeah.
That's the upper echelon way to say it.
It's the light-skinned version of Cousins.
That's my OG.
That's my guy.
Rick Dutch. And so we were doing Drew Hill. Remember the old Larrabee West?
Of course.
Had two studios in there. So we're doing Drew Hill. He's in one studio. I'm in another studio working with Woody doing this ballad. And I have a cello player in there writing out parts for the cello player. Our manager, Kenneth Creer comes in and says, yo, they need a song for Rush Hour, da 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 da. The night before that, I had just recorded on a cassette tape, because this idea was these little chords. And I recorded them on a cassette, because I wanted to remember, and I had it with me. I played that for Dutch. He was like, that's dope. So Dutch did the drums, and I played that stuff on top of it, and the bass, and I brought the cello player over. And I wrote some cello parts.
And I wrote some cello parts.
She did that. And
I need
then
to write some cello Nokio parts.
Nokio was in there
time.
Writing.
And people didn't know how dope of a producer Nokio was.
Oh, Nokio's a beast, man. Nokio was really dope.
Super talented.
So those three brain powers, that's why it doesn't sound like me by myself. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the backbeat usually gives the identity, the drums, you know, for R&B, it's like, you know.
That's Dutch.
That's Dutch all day.
Okay.
All day long.
I just picked that out of the records of all the records. I was just like, that one feels less.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, it's a amalgamation of three brains. And then when you get to the part where there's Redman on that record, on the original.
Wait, Redman's on
the record? Redman's on the original record. When they shot the video in Hong Kong, because that album was on the Rush Hour soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
For whatever reason, Redman at the time couldn't lead a country. I don't know what was going on.
You know, he's a rapper.
Yeah, most rappers couldn't lead the country.
Yeah,
for whatever reason.
Now they letting him in. They letting him in now.
This is 98, 99.
Now I remember.
So they called me.
We're forming the underdogs at that time. Yeah.
That's right.
Kenneth Creer used to come. I want to say he might have been halfway managing Damon for a minute, because he used to always pop in.
That's when Suge used to come to the gate.
No, that's before.
That's before that?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I remember driving by, and so I'm like, Simon? We used to call him Simon. He was standing outside his car just talking to somebody. I was like, I just kept driving. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know what's going on.
Because I live right next door. I'm like, I'm just keep driving. Then Damon told me later what happened. Anyway, shout out to Damon Thomas and Harvey Mason. But they go to Hong Kong to shoot the video.
Mm-hmm.
And Redman can't go, so they need a bridge. So they called me and said, we need you to come to Hong Kong. I was like, Hong Kong? Okay.
Are you? Why are you saying like that?
They flew me to Hong Kong to do the bridge. To Hong Kong,
man.
Dude, we come to Hong Kong.
Sound like the OG that was in the war. You know, I got a couple kids over there in Hong Kong.
I got a couple youngers in Hong Kong.
I definitely got an uncle that might got a couple kids in Hong Kong.
Yeah, I was in the bush in Hong Kong.
I was in the bush.
67 over there. I spent a couple tours in Hong Kong.
That's the type of tours you did.
Yeah, I went over there, did the bridge. That was an amazing time, you know. And man, it was just, you know, that record was my first number one. And it just, what it did was a set off in my mind who I was or who I could be in the industry. They gave me a sense of value, like that they would call me to come over there because Dutch was there. Mm-hmm. You know, Nokia, they was all there. And I guess maybe they left me. I don't know. So they didn't need me for that. But they was like, nah, you got to come and do it. I was like, y'all need me? I was like, oh, cool. So I felt needed. And I realized, like, oh, people need me for certain things, you know. And being that I was young, I might have took that a little too far because it went from that to being just, everybody goes through this arrogant phase, especially when money comes into play. I'm 23 at the time, and I'm 23, and I just made my first million. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's a different thing happening in my life, you know. So I'm walking in rooms going, yeah, I'm probably better than everybody here. I'll never say it. I don't even act like that. But in my mind, yeah, I'm the best there is.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
What you got, Chief? Oh, he trying to add sauce because Warren Campbell here. You don't usually be doing all that.
Tank brought his hands on him. They got your hands with you today.
The hands team is here, man.
Good E flat.
I know you have perfect pitch, thanks.
I have relative pitch.
Today, you're just out of control. Top five.
How you like that note?
Top five.
You see my sway.
Your top five. Your top five. Ooh. Oh, your top five.
You went Billy Joel on us.
Mm-hmm. He gonna go there.
I wanna know who's your top five. Your top five. Your top five.
That's saucy right there.
your top, oh, top five. Did you say five?
I did.
His top five what? His top five what?
Well, I wanted to hit. Five. I said five because five is the fifth degree in that key. It's B flat. Oh. No, B flat. Five. Yeah, that's that's the fifth.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's the flat five. Da-da, A.
I have no idea what he's talking
about. Y'all want to teach me this sign language?
One is E flat. And kind of go to major scale up. One, two, three, four, five. You said top five. I said five. That's why I hit that note, because it's the fifth degree. That's nerd crap, man. Sorry.
Y'all speaking alien.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I ain't said nothing.
You looking at me like I just cussed you out.
No, because you took me back to a time where I was at Morgan State. Uh-huh. And I'm going to give you the top five. It was at Morgan State, and I got a full scholarship from Dr. Carter. Right, Dr. Carter.
Morgan State. Morgan deal. State. That's in Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore.
Did you know Mashika Williams? Mashika?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big classical school.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we did, right? And so I have, Dr. Carter talked like James Brown. What you want to minor in? I was like, minor in piano, I guess. Yeah. All right, good. So he put me in class with Dr. Conway. Mm. So Dr. Conway was like, play something for me. And I'm in there.
Oh, bad form. Ugh.
And everything, and I think I'm jazzing him out, right? I'm killing him. I'm like, yeah, you ain't got none of this. And he gets on, and he looks at us, he says, oh, nice. He sits down, he says, so you went from a 8th, 9th, 9th, 10th to a 48th and the degree bar.
And then the 48th.
And then if you would have added an 8th right over top of your 9, then wow, would have really killed him. Then you go down to the... I hated this place. I was gone in 2 months. I was like,
two months.
Gone. So anyway, your top five.
Dead or alive.
R&B singers, male or female, dead or alive. No order.
Well, I'm going to have to talk about Anita Baker.
You better talk about it.
Yeah.
I have to talk about Anita. And we're talking about top five. I'm gonna have to talk to Sam Cooke. Top five, dead or alive.
Sam.
Not just because I did the record on it, but I'm gonna have to talk to Luther.
You gotta talk to
him. Come on, Luther.
You gotta talk to
him. I recently seen something on him yesterday that made me go, man, Luther was cold. He was without doing all that, because he was different. He didn't do all the runs and stuff. He just had the tone. That
he
was
had presence.
You got to go Stevie. Yeah. And I want to go to another female and just say Aretha. There's more, but because you can't. Aretha's, you can't. You know,
yeah, you're not going to beat Aretha.
Stevie, because there's levels under that.
For sure.
Anita and Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Good Lord.
Yeah, nuts. You can't.
They should have let you put together that 200 greatest singers list.
Ooh, yeah.
They should have, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't get called for stuff like that. They should.
None of us do.
Yeah. They don't call nobody for real.
I don't know where the phone calls actually go.
there are no phone calls.
Huh? Somebody said, I think.
Those are researchers.
Right.
Those aren't people from the cloth.
They're looking at streams and stuff.
They're looking at something.
Those are bean counters.
Yeah, they are not part.
Mm-mm. They don't know nothing about this here.
No,
and I'm sure somebody on that board watched the R&B Money podcast. You need your ass kicked. Go
ahead. All right, top five R&B songs. That's a tough one.
Because you are a writer.
Top five producer. R&B songs.
And a producer,
label owner,
a label owner too.
It's one of them's going to be, and I'm not talking about hits on the radio.
Great songs.
Your top five.
One of them's going to be Summer Soft by Stevie Wonder on the Songs in the Key of Life album. Summer Soft. Then I'm going to have to say I think it's called Try Something New. Smokey Robinson. Look it up.
Try Something New.
If that don't do, I'll try something new. You never heard that one?
No.
I can build you a tower.
I have
your
heard
own
that
castle.
Record.
Da, 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 da. If yes. that don't do, I'll try something new.
Oh yeah, it's a cold record. I know exactly what record you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Cause I was gonna say either that one or Tears of a Clown, but I'm gonna go try something new.
Tears of a Clown is amazing.
You know, I don't know if I can call this R&B. Started out as a Leon Russell song. And then Donny Hathaway did it, and I think, I want to say, George Benson might have did it too, called A Song for You.
Oh, yeah.
You're not calling that R&B?
Well, because in the origin, it was Leon Russell, you know, pop rock guy. Oh, yeah, I'll be knowing my history about all the, I'm a geek with this music.
I see.
Then I can go a little current. It's one of my favorites of all time is Do You Believe in Love and the Power That It Gives? I'm gonna love you for life, 'cause you love me while I live.
Yeah. Those guys, Jodeci.
And then I'm gonna say, because this is something I will listen to, I'll never get tired of hearing, is D'Angelo's version of Cruising.
His version is so fire.
The production, him,
yeah,
babe.
Yeah. That production has not been duplicated.
No.
Yeah.
No one has touched that.
From here. Man.
You rock with Smokey.
One of the best songwriters to ever do.
Yeah,
you
got a Smokey thing.
Yeah.
Can I add a new section for him?
I was gonna ask him, did he like, you know what? I ain't gonna.
You wanna come bring up the
gas? No.
Always bringing something back.
He said when he was a gang member?
You gonna bring up the gasm? That's what we're gonna bring up?
No. I was gonna go back to when he was gangbanging.
I mean, smoking that weed.
Hey,
smoking that smoke.
He was singing about your neighborhood.
That tree.
He had a blue hoodie on. So
doing that wrong. King banging.
I want to get you. This is a new segment just for you.
This is a Warren Campbell segment.
This is a Warren Campbell segment.
I need y'all to say it when the next person comes.
So anytime we ask segment. About this segment, okay. This is the Warren Campbell.
He ain't asked me nothing about segment. It. I'm knowing about it now too.
It just slapped me in the face. The new Warren Campbell segment. Your top five R&B producers.
I'm rolling.
Now
he has information.
A lot of it.
I'm gonna go to top. Let's knock the first ones out. Number one.
All right, now
it's gonna be Quincy Jones. Mm-hmm.
Of course you. Of course you are.
The man.
Anytime a producer who does not produce how we do, where we physically are, he produces from his Rolodex and his pen.
Mm-hmm. Pimp his pen.
You play this. Yeah. You play that. Rolodex, I'm going to call this person, and you get the same result every time. Even the same sound, sonically.
Monsters.
He's just done too much. Right under him is going to be Arif Mardin. Arif Mardin from Turkey, he's passed on. He started out as an arranger, big band arranger, worked at Atlantic for years under Jerry Wexler and Ahmet Erdogan. Went on to produce songs like I Feel For You, Brown,
What?
Because I Love, Chaka Khan, Autumn, What You Gonna Do For Me? That album, I Love You, that's Arif Mardin. Yes.
Come on. Come on with the information.
Oh, Turkish. Arif you know, was probably right now he'd be in his, he'd probably be in his 90s right now. Aretha was the man. So you got Aretha Martin.
Wow.
After that, it's going to be, oh God. I'm going to say Bernard Edwards, but it's the other one. Oh, Lord Jesus. Nile Rodgers. And Chic. Thank you. Because the bass player is Bernard. I got the bass player in my head. But Nile Rodgers, unmatched. The consistency.
For decades.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then let's move up into our era.
Okay.
It's going to have to be Teddy Riley. Still now. Mm. Now. We just talked about him doing that record with me. Mm-hmm. So let me just get into that just a little bit with the Walls Group. First song on the album, they wanted a 90s. You know, these kids are really into 90s music right now.
Yeah.
So on their last album, I did like a 90s record for them. They loved that. So I'm just do another one. So I did this. I worked up this new Jack Swing joint that I did. And they loved it. They wrote a song to it. I said, let me send it to Teddy and see. I'm thinking he's going to say, I'll play some talk box on it. He loved it so much. He called me back and said, how far can I go? I said, shoot. Teddy, go as far as you want to go. He sent it back with like all the Teddy Riley stuff on it and gave me a remix that sounded like Keep It in the Closet on top of it. You ain't heard that one yet.
Oh, you got to play that for you, Dave. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. So, Teddy Riley is that, he's that dude.
I'm trying to see, because now you're about to be on your fifth. You sang the fifth, but now you're about to be on your fifth. And to me, there are two production teams, and I'm trying to see which one is going
to
get picked.
Because I'm about to hit you with it.
You know what? I'm sitting up, man.
I'm sitting up, man. Give me some cheeses.
Oh, no, we don't say their name. They ain't paid us.
Okay.
But we're going.
Oh, yeah. No. It's going to be Jammin' Lewis
for me.
It's going to be Jammin' Lewis.
I can't argue Jammin' Lewis.
Yeah.
But L.A. and Face might have an argument. But
because I'm going to tell you why I didn't go L.A. and Face. Because I'm a musician, right? Face is a musician. Mm-hmm. You know, L.A. was a drummer. Mm-hmm. But really, that whole movement was more about Face and his what he was bringing to that thing. You know what I'm saying?
And the writing.
Yeah, and the writing. Jam and Lewis are equal parts. Like, Jam can play the crap out that keyboard. Terry can play the crap out that bass. I'm talking about like nasty. But then Terry is the one writing and producing the vocals too. Then Jam is mixing. It's just like the division of labor.
Yeah.
There
is
division of labor.
The division of labor.
Yeah, it's like I respect that. Like, you know, it's not heavy on one side. It's like they both without each other, that doesn't work. You see where Babyface went on without LA and still did everything.
Here's what I want from you, Warren Campbell. We're gonna make an R&B Voltron. Mm-hmm. Okay? I wanna know who you're getting the voice from, the performance style from, the styling from, and then the passion. So we're gonna start with the vocal. Whose vocal are you stealing to make your Voltron artist?
And it has to be an R&B artist.
I mean, that's up to you, brother. You gonna make them sing R&B then.
They're gonna sing R&B.
Because you are who you are, and you can, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Do it.
Who got the vocals?
What the vocals you need?
Whose voice is it?
Okay. I'm going to go with the Vampire, Marvin Winans. They call him the Vampire because he's never met a vamp he didn't like. I'm talking about on the spot. You go to a vamp, he got ad-libs for days. It's like he's writing another song on the spot. Like you ever hear somebody freestyle nice that can spit? He's that dude. It's a whole nother song. I'm going to go with Marvin Winans as the voice.
Jonathan Hall used to kick my ass when we was on tour with Ginuwine, ad-libbing. And I'm like, how do you know how to ad-lib like that? I can ad-lib, but what are you doing? He said, Marvin Winans.
Marvin Winans. You've never, listen, You ain't never seen nothing like this in your life.
You used to whoop me.
I'm talking about coming with a whole other song on top of the song, and you'd be like, this is crazy. Yeah, so I'm gonna go with
Marvin Winans.
Who are you getting the styling from with the drip of the artist, their aura? What does that look like?
They Ernest Paul.
Who are you getting that? Yeah, they Ernest Paul. Yeah, that's probably going to be, because now the artist is a man. Drip wise, mm-hmm. You know what? Who I've always been a fan of how they dressed on stage is Marvin Gaye. Mm. I feel like Marvin Gaye would put glitter on anything. Headband, hoodies. He had like glitter vests. He wears boots with a pinstripe jacket. He would wear all kind of crazy stuff like that, I think. But I think he was a king of signature. Mm-hmm. Like stuff like when he wore the beanie, it became like that's the Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
His ability to make things, was, you know.
So Marvin Gaye with the drip.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye with the drip.
Marvin Winans, Marvin Gaye.
Marvin and Marvin. Okay. And then what was the other category?
You're getting the performance style from.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, man, I've always been a fan of dramatic performers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But with this voice, I was going to say James Brown, but no. With that kind of voice and this kind of style, you got to go Al Green.
Yeah.
Huh,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Al Green would go in the bag and go, he would go in.
Yeah.
And leave y'all for a moment and be singing to himself by himself. He'd be, it just be doing his whole thing. And you just mesmerize, like, oh, he's singing to himself.
Yeah. Have you watched the documentary?
Which one?
Is it The Gospel According to Al Green?
When he's in this little
restaurant? like a hall in a sense.
And it looked like Raphael Sadiq's playing bass?
Yes.
I asked Ray, he said, no, that ain't me. I said, somebody looked just like you. And his name was Ray.
Wow.
Yeah, I seen
If you that. Haven't seen that documentary, Tank, you gotta watch it.
It's from the 80s.
Is that am I saying the name right? The Gospel According to Al Green?
I don't know. Because
he's talking about going back and forth between gospel and R&B in a sense.
And they're doing videos of him in the studio.
In the studio talking to him. No, it's special.
It's crazy.
It's special.
Okay.
It's dope. Because he's having those moments where he's singing to him. He's in front of people, but he's singing for him to him.
And everybody in his band got a Jerry curl. All of them.
You got to have that.
All the drummers. Just, hair, grease. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Al Green would be the
performance style. What about the passion, the heart of the artist?
I'm going to have to go with the undying work ethic and bulldog tenacity of Prince. Yeah. He was just passionate about how he made music. You know, you can hear it. You can listen to the stuff he was doing.
Yeah, he was like, dialed in.
He was completely creative, though. He's just outside of anybody's box.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude, man, had something. I went to his house one time to do a, not to do nothing, to go to a like a little party or something. It was after an Image Awards. And so the Prince was like to invite you guys to come to his house. It's the house that he was renting from Carlos Boozer.
Mm-hmm.
I get up there, and it's like 20 people in there. That's it. He had his full band. He's in some silk pajamas playing all night. Then he left for a minute and came back and changed into another color of silk pajamas and kept playing all night long. I was like, man, this dude is something else. He didn't even say hi to nobody. He was just playing. He was eating, you know, food and crap, you know.
That was just his audience.
Yeah. That was it. Sheila E. was there playing.
He
was crazy.
Hi.
He wasn't That's talking crazy. To nobody. He was just playing. I was like, wow, is he going to stop playing? I was like,
say hello?
Nah.
Nah.
I don't know how to do. I wonder if I can do that.
You could. Because he did it on top of his pool. He covered the pool with a clear thing.
Plexiglass, yeah.
And then we was out there dancing. I was dancing with Angela Bassett. Yeah.
We're going to get out of there. You start running.
Come on, microfiber. Come on, microfiber.
we're going to go to the next segment.
She don't remember it, but I do.
He started rubbing microfiber. He's still rubbing the microfibers. I don't know what the correlation is.
Hey, Andrew. You know what?
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Microfiber's so soft.
Don't you do it.
So soft.
Come on, Jay, what you got for him?
Listen, going from Prince House to the microfiber to dancing with you know who, you know, got another little church segment.
Uh-oh.
I ain't saying no names.
Hey!
I ain't saying no names.
Where you was,
who you with, what you did, and what you was.
I ain't saying no names. We got a segment. Part of the show, man. It's just, you know, it can either be funny. I mean, you passed the one right now, or you just my partner Warren.
I'm always the same guy every time you
okay.
show up.
Okay, the story I'm can be funny them. Or fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh,
I'm sorry, Pastor. or both.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your travels in this music business,
mm-hmm. in this church and these streets,
What you call them?
The cheats. Cheats.
The cheats.
In these cheats.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you've gone through in this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Without saying no names.
We need
that story. We need one.
So I can't say the names?
No. You can't say who you was with. You can't say who was there.
You can't say what you was.
I mean, you can explain things.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, because people have standout, you know, characteristics and qualities.
Yeah.
You know? But you can't say no names. You can't put no face with the case.
No face. Oh, I like that. No face with the case.
Come on, man. You 52nd Street, man. You know what I mean?
Fire deuce, baby.
There you go. So this is Warren Campbell's Baby Dub, My Block. I ain't saying no names.
I'm not saying no names. Mm-hmm. But it was 1995.
Mm. Timestamp. Okay. I like the timestamp.
New York.
Yeah. It was cold. It was cold.
The place was Rockefeller Center Plaza. Yeah. The Saturday Night Live stage. Mm. So I'm there with a certain rapper, mm-hmm. and we are doing the Friday night camera blocking. That's what they do, the rehearsal camera blocking. The entourage is thick. I'm talking about thick rap. You know what rap entourages are like. You got about 30 dudes that don't do nothing. They just there.
Mm. In case I'm jumping.
And another 30 dudes is just there for a whole another reason. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Walking down the hall was an older gentleman because there's work going on. They're building sets and things of that nature. He's moving a scaffold, rolling down the hallway. It's a narrow hallway. There's a young lady there who's part of the entourage. And he's rolling down the hallway and he bumps into this little lady. She is incensed that he would bump into her.
Well, he's doing his job though.
He's doing his job. She ain't doing nothing. No,
yeah, I already know she ain't.
Do you know I'm call so-and-so, tell him nah, 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 and then the other guys grab this older gentleman, throw him in a closet in the hallway, lock him in there. And one guy stands in front of that closet and don't let him out the entire time. The whole time. So, we leave and go to eat after that. It's, I don't know, it might be 11 o'clock at night. Somebody says, hey, where's so-and-so? He's still standing in front of the door, not letting that guy out. Other thing.
Ain't no way.
They go over there, because that's before nobody had cell phones at the time. They go get him. That dude is in there passed out. He's urinated on himself. He's defecated on himself. He's scared to death. Because he thinks the people that threw him in that closet.
Yeah, they gonna do something to him.
Because they're known for doing something. I ain't saying no names, but that happened.
At Saturday Night Live. Did that artist ever get to perform there again?
No. I think only because that artist passed away that year.
Mm.
Later that year, yeah. So, or the next year. But anyway, yeah. But I ain't saying no names. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Warren Campbell, man.
The adventures.
The adventures of Warren Campbell.
I've had many of adventure. Many of adventure. But listen, it wouldn't be the game it is without the adventures. That's
for sure.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's like the stories that really kind of fuel the music sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What just happened before, what just happened after. Man, that's what, you know, that's what put the batteries in our back to keep us going.
Yeah. Well, listen, my brother. I mean, what can we say, man?
Well, let me say this.
Okay, you know
what? Say what you want, baby.
Yeah.
I want to give y'all, I'm not into the flowers, but I give y'all kudos. Give y'all what we call, just want to give y'all some good language.
Mm.
Y'all are doing an amazing job with this podcast and bringing R&B to the forefront and letting people tell their stories who may not otherwise have much of a platform to tell their stories. Y'all are really doing something, and I don't know if you know it or not, but you are literally in the middle of making history. Literally, history is being made every time you fire these cameras up and sit on these premium blue couches. Every time. These premium microfibers. And I just want to give y'all, I just want to give y'all that, listen, man, give y'all some good language, man. That's like, I've been watching, you know, just, I watch all the episodes. I'm like, this is amazing to see y'all just keep doing it, man. Don't stop. That's my encouragement. Don't stop, man. Just keep it going.
Good language.
Oh yeah.
According to
sometimes
Pastor.
I say bad language and I apologize, Pastor.
No, I mean, you know, that's something I learned from C.S. Lewis. He would say, I owe this fella some good language. I want to say something nice about this guy.
Wow. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
No, man, y'all doing it.
Thank you, bro.
Absolutely.
Well, man, listen, man, I'm Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast.
Yeah.
The authority on all things R&B.
Yeah.
And in the building, man, we've just had, you know, we've just experienced greatness. You know what I mean? And I'm not, as a singer, songwriter, producer, performer, I'm not afraid by no means to honor the man. The pastor.
Huh.
Warm baby dove. Right here in the building. Make some noise, man.
I appreciate it, man.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.